Aaron GPC, this is your brain, and this is drugs, and this is your brain on drugs. Sorry, I just ate a hard-boiled egg. I'm just a little hungry. Every 80s and 90s kid remembers this iconic ad. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Iconic. That ad is a slay queen.
It depicted a super nerdy-looking dad, looked exactly like me, I guess, yeah, holding an egg beside a frying pan, breaking the egg, etc. Schedule 35 is removing the stigma around drugs, particularly magic mushrooms, with precisely measured out microdoses of psilocybin that you can enjoy daily, experiencing all the benefits without sizzle, sizzle frying your brains.
And I know what you're thinking. Schedule 35, this sounds Canadian. Well, it is. It's a Canadian-based startup that ships across Canada and the U.S., and their mission is to educate and enrich lives with deeper meaning and a better sense of self through microdosing psilocybin products.
I tried the mango dragon fruit tea a couple weekend mornings, and I had what I can only describe as amazing days. I felt so much better.
I can only describe this as a good time. I don't know if that means anything to you, but imagine a good time and that's it.
I'm not kidding. As someone who has depression and PTSD, I found it made a huge difference.
And I tried some of their microdosing chocolates, which were delicious. And for the rest of the day, I felt relaxed. I felt focused. I was more creative. It was a very good day.
Schedule 35 ships all across Canada and the U.S. and is the most notable brand currently in the space.
All customers need to be age verified. So once you're age verified, 19 plus in Canada, 21 plus in the U.S., they will receive an invite code. For all the products and to get an invite code, just visit www.schedule35.co.
And just so you know, they have accurate doses, discreet shipping, and the most trusted customer brand in North America. And it's beneficial for those who do or don't suffer from any mental health issues.
So here's what happens. Here's how you play this out, guys. Get 15% off with code Riddle at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use code Riddle.
Oh, and JPC, you have to say something Canadian.
And use code Riddle, might.
Close enough.
Perfect.
Come one, come all to the Galena Fair. We'll fill your day with joy and care. We've history to teach and share in a practiced British accent. See a joust, have a dance, watch a body show. Buy a pirate coat and scream yo-ho. Or just suck down mead until it's time to go and your wife seems pretty angry.
Here's a Queen Elizabeth, the fairest in the land. Eat a second turkey leg while we sing Wellerman.
To the age of the Renaissance bash, when the medicine sucked and the food was trash. Make sure you've got a couple hundred dollars in cash at the Galena Renaissance Fair.
Zounds! Hail and well met, visitors. I am William Call, and I am here at your service. Do you have a name, perchance, that I can look up in our system?
No, Dad's not dealing with this. Dad's not dealing with this.
Honey, you promised.
Dad's not dealing with William Call?
Mm-mm. No, not gonna talk to this guy.
Oh, perhaps you don't have a name on file. Do you have a card of master or a new discovery, perhaps?
Sorry, sir, you should address
me.
No, honey, grabs arm, pulls back, honey. Sorry,
Jesus
my
Christ.
Husband's a bit of a curmudgeon, but our 12-year-old is so excited to be here, so we're gonna be having a good day, aren't we, honey?
Yes, indeed, my maiden.
Yeah, this is for her. So can you just
I walked up here
get us
fast.
In the park?
Oh, I love your braids, young lady, young squire.
Thank you. They're yarn. They're just stapled to the top of this crown with feathers and flowers that I made.
Oh, no. Staples should never go on ahead. Even I know that in these olden days.
You talk like they talked.
It's been a like long morning.
I'm sure it has. So I just need some sort of coin, some sort of penance for your entry unto the Galena Ren Fair.
Honey?
The grandest Ren Fair in all
Dad?
Of Illinois.
Dad?
My husband's going to pay for it.
Dad? You're embarrassing
me.
I
will pay for it when this man, this joker, asks me for my credit card.
Do you want to know how I got Van Scars?
Okay, so he gets pop culture reference.
Who is Papa Culture? I know him not. Perhaps you three should go to the end of the line, sort things out, and come back.
No, 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 no. please, prithee, kind sir.
Oh, it's over there.
Make allowances for me, papa.
My husband gets to golf every Sunday for the rest of the year, and we won't say shit about it if he commits to this. That's what the promise was.
You said a word we shall not say here. Golf. For us peasants in the village do not know what golf is. Please refrain from using that language.
Okay, now, honey, now I'm getting annoyed with him.
Come on, look, guys, get it together.
Look at the other lines. The other lines are moving so much faster than this guy's line. It's not me, it's this guy.
Give him the card.
Here's it's a visa.
Ooh, unfortunately, thine castle does regret to inform you that
no visa. Everybody takes visa.
Not to be accepted.
Everybody takes visa.
You're thinking of American Express.
No, I mean,
that's the express the
of the it's the expression it's the absolute of the opposite of that. Visa accepted everywhere. MasterCard and American Express, which I have, by the way. But the sign here says you can take Visa.
Oh, not in the olden days, or as we call them, the days. Let me check with thine manager.
I'd love this.
Hey,
I'd
Jeff. This. Hey, Jeff.
Ooh, perchance someone comes upon
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff,
we have an emergency.
No, that man can hear me. That man can hear me, so I have to
Shit.
Perchance. What? Oh, I'm just using my abacus to count the goods divvied out to yonder tax collector.
Yes.
What may I bequeath upon you, good lord?
Bequeath is not a word. I think you mean bequeath. Perchance and per-community chest, this father doesn't have thine payment.
Nay, a burly knight that is.
Nay is for horses, good sir. tell you what, young lady, young maiden, young squire.
Me?
Yes, give us a twirl, and we'll let you three in for free.
No.
I don't think he means anything by it. I have a sixth
I think
sense
he might.
For this stuff. I think no, it's okay.
Hey, buddy, I was not.
Well,
listen, that's not what I was going for.
This skirt is so
I'm paying
long.
In cash.
My you can't God. Even see my. Oh, thanks, Mom. 10, 20, thanks, 30, Mom. 40.
What is thine 6-inch green bucks? These I have never seen before. Green
okay.
sleeves, yes,
are you
going to
really pretend like you don't take cash? Seriously?
No, we'll take it. Okay, here's
your
change.
We'll take the cash. Okay. We will take
Do you want your parking validated? I mean, do you want your horses validated? Good horses, good boys, here's a carrot.
No, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested
Why
in that.
Why wouldn't you be interested in that?
I don't want to deal with this guy's shit.
Save you money. Okay.
I know I'm going to get to the end of that line, and somebody's going to ask to see my horses, and I'm going to have another one of these fucking you know what? It's fine. I'll do the parking. I'll do the validation. What do I need to do?
Okay, let's see. I need, do you have, when you came in, you should have gotten a ticket that you put on your dashboard. We actually need you to bring that up here.
So you do know modern word.
I did
Excuse, ask. No, dashboard. This the board you dash upon.
Do you, okay. Give me the keys. I will go get it.
And you used to your horse. Zounds.
Okay. Dad, please, give me the keys. I will run so fast. I won't trip on my skirts. I will go get it.
I'm keeping an eye on you from here, though. Is it only because I have direct eye of sight to the car am I giving you the keys?
And did you want to wish me happy birthday again now? Or did you want to wait until you're mad about something else?
Oh, 'tis a birthday girl. Celebration indeed. Here, young lady, here are 3 daggers. Use them wisely when entering the fair.
Amongst you is strong enough to pull this here sword from the stone.
Babe, I'm gonna go do this.
There has been so many who have tried before you, many who will try after.
Don't.
Who is strong enough of mind,
Jeff,
body, and soul?
You're gonna embarrass yourself, Jeff. It's obviously.
No. I saw a YouTube video on this. It's you just have to pull it at a certain angle. I got this, babe.
Okay.
Come on, let me do it.
Who are you?
I know you said I'm in timeout from public displays, but hey!
Yeah, because you botched that proposal.
Hey.
Just don't embarrass me like you did with the botched proposal, okay?
Okay.
Promise me you won't.
Okay. Wink. My name is Zach with a K.
Oh, Zach with a K. Step right up and see what you are strong of. Is it heart, is it mind, or is it arms?
Okay, well, for the sword, I guess we're going to want arms, right?
That's what one would think. Up you go.
Take off thine shirt! Show us thine pecs!
No, I just had surgery. Okay, let's see here. All right, grab this here.
And can I just pull as hard as I want, or is this like an escape room where I shouldn't...
Yes, pull as hard as you want.
Okay.
He didn't watch a YouTube. He wouldn't be asking this many questions if he had watched a YouTube.
All right. Okay.
What the fuck?
Someone who is
strong of arms is not necessarily strong of spirit.
What is happening?
Jeff, please just... Stop, there's got you're embarrassed.
There's got to be a button she has to press. I bet she has like three men do this, or three larger people, and then I bet like a kid comes up and she hits the button. Is that what's going on here? Are you going to let like a little fucking kid release it with your little button?
Jeff, this is the proposal all over again. Please don't start accusing children of botching the proposal.
I apologize.
Get off this sage thing.
Give me a second.
Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
My name is Zach with a K. Can you just press the button or whatever? Don't embarrass me. I need this win.
Someone who needs to appear strong is probably not necessarily strong himself. If you were already strong, good sir, you wouldn't need this public display. Also, what happened with that proposal? Curiosity is getting the better of me.
Well, I wanted to take my fiancé, my girlfriend at the time, somewhere special. So
still girlfriend.
We drove all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee. We set up shop at a nice restaurant, Garden of Olives, and I put a ring in the bottom of the breadsticks. Now, a kid from a neighboring table went over to grab a breadstick off our table, revealed the ring. I smacked the breadstick out of their hand and then paddled their behind with the breadstick. Their parents got very upset. I made a big scene. I knocked two people out. Not the two that you think. It was two waiters.
He lost the ring. Must have been on the way in. He accused a kid who had not gotten up off his table. Tried to hit him with a breadstick. Hit a waiter. Big waiter. Waiter knocked him out. Cold cocked him. But it's on YouTube.
I was awake. I was playing dead.
You were not playing dead.
Let the girlfriend try.
I'm sorry, Zach with a C, but the crowd has spoken.
With a K.
I
bet if instead of pulling, I push downward, I bet I could snap this sword off. Half a sword is still a sword.
No, I don't. Nobody wants half a sword, Zach.
Okay. At this point, if you pull it out, the people will turn on you, and I can't promise you'll get out of here alive. Let the girlfriend try.
Sweetie, get up here. You try it.
What is your name, fair maiden?
It's Becky with a K.
Becky with a K.
Just one K. It's B-E-K-Y.
Really?
B-E-K.
Interesting.
B-E-K.
It's not Beaky.
Oh, speaking of K-Y.
No, hold on. Who said that? Someone in the crowd said Beaky, and I've had that my whole life.
A handful of us did.
No.
Speaking of KY, can you settle something for us?
No, actually, I don't love that transition.
Hold on.
No.
The other day, I said, I need to go to the store and get some Kentucky jelly. Now, my girlfriend said, what's Kentucky jelly? And I said, KY jelly is short for Kentucky jelly.
Ex-girlfriend.
What?
Now, Becky with a C. Beaky, come here.
Okay.
Beaky.
Yes.
Beaky, try to pull the sword from... the stone.
Okay, I'll just
do it, okay. Beaky. We can do it.
Three, two, one.
Beaky.
Oh. Okay,
come
it just
on.
Came right
Fuck
out.
Fuck this.
It just came right out.
Beaky is the strongest amongst us. Congratulations, Beaky.
She only benches the bar.
Okay. You know what? I am strong. And I can do better. I can do better. Zach? We're through again.
What?
Ah, Zach, it appears that she was stronger of spirit and of heart. And you are weak of spirit and of heart. You paddled, you said, a kid with a breadstick from Olive Garden? You should be in jail.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.